Listener production.
Hi there, I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Riverina Local News. Mostly sunny in our region with temperatures reaching 15 in Wagga and 16 in Griffith. It's what's making news Wednesday, July 20. Calls for a rethink on Murray-Darling water management, recommendations for COVID press conferences and a national scheme to protect a $1 billion industry. The body representing irrigators across the Riverina is calling for a radical change in thinking when it comes to water management in the Murray-Darling Basin. Instead of pitting agriculture and the environment against one another as competing stakeholders, the New South Wales Irrigators Council says we should explore more ways they can work together for everybody's benefit. Policy manager Christine Freak says there are plenty of case studies showing how well this works, including one right here in our backyard.
The Bittens in Rice project, which is happening with the rice industry in the Murray and Murrumbidgee valleys in particular. What that's doing is demonstrating that conservation and agriculture can coexist. In fact, the critically endangered Australasian bitten, it now uses the Australian rice farms as one of its key breeding habitats.
A new study into the federal government's pandemic response has shown that it led to more anxiety and fear in our First Nations people here in the Riverina compared to non-Indigenous people. One of the study's authors is Charles Sturt Associate Professor Azizu Rahman. He says a number of factors contributed to this, including a lack of First Nations representation in daily press conferences delivering health advice.
You know, information flow is quite important. And when people go get that information from the trustful channel, they rely on it and their anxiety or their mere fairness may be, you know, come down because their own people or their, you know, trusted people are talking about it.
The state government is mounting its defence as fears of a foot-and-mouth outbreak could put a halt to our $1 billion sheep meat industry. New South Wales Ag Minister Dougald Saunders likely to call on federal powers to implement individual identification tags for sheep and goats. A new TAFE course aiming to build a qualified army of rangers and weed and pest inspectors to help manage Aboriginal lands is getting underway this month in Wagga, Griffith and Hay. Rob Fenton is head teacher of agroecology. He says the Certificate 3 in Conservation and Ecosystem Management has come in response to a growing desire to manage our lands more effectively.
There's been a real change in Australia and the way we're looking at land, and particularly after the fires, I think there's a whole lot more interest in Indigenous land management and Indigenous land managers. I think that's what's driving the increased demand for it.
Having a look at sport now, Tumut is hoping a home ground advantage will see them fight their way into the top four of Wagga's Pasco Cup. It won't be easy though, coming up against second-placed Leeton in round 13 on Sunday. Coach Lachlan Anderson says they lost in their last encounter, but reckons things will be different this time around.
Expect a tough game. It's good that we're in a good run of form right now, which always helps us. You know, we know how good they are. We didn't have our full squad last time we versed them, so hopefully it's a bit closer, which I imagine it will be.
Elsewhere, Handwood take on Wagga United. Cootamundra face Henwood Park. Lake Albert are up against Young, and South Wagga take on Toland. That's all for this episode of Riverina Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at newsouthwaleslocalnews@sea.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.